Matt Flynn Direct is an independent production and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy! Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that. Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right back to the front lines of history in the making. Going right back to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Dick?
Help me out with this, Matt. I don't think this is wrong, what the Attorney General is doing, but now we're going to start going after some of these people at these school board meetings, you know, that are out of control. Now, that's all well and good, but a memo to the Attorney General, when are we going to go after the ringleader and the guy who perpetrates all this craziness? I'm just starting to lose total faith in this Attorney General. It's time to start. You've got that letter from that crazy attorney that lays out exactly what they were up to and what they were trying to do and almost did. And here we are wasting our time with this. It's right. Time to go to the root of the problem, you know?
Right. Yeah, I share one of your observations, Dick, and that is I think that Merrick Garland has been too cautious. I don't think he's personally a weak man, but he's far too cautious. And what he is doing is he's really not doing the job. And let me give you an example. There around the country right now have been a number of these fraudulent audits and interferences with the election that have cropped up. We saw Cyber Ninja down in Arizona, and all it showed was that Biden got even more votes than they'd thought before. All right. We have Gableman, this fake, fraudulent, phony thing here in Wisconsin, where he's the muscle. He was hired as the muscle, and then he's going to hire guerrillas, some former retired police officers, to go around the state and intimidate clerks. And that's wrong. This is Wisconsin. You know, this is fighting Bob La Follette state. This is not Texas or Arizona. And that kind of thing in different forms is happening in Georgia and happening in Pennsylvania. There is a federal law that says that the voting machines, the ballots involved in a presidential election, which is a federal election, cannot be turned over to people outside of the chain of custody and command for counting the votes for 22 months after the election. That's just the law. Well, 22 months, when was 22 months after November of 20? September of 22. It's a year away almost, 11 months away. Where is Merrick Garland going in for injunctions, stopping this all over the place, saying these people are liars, they're manipulators, and standing tall? One of the things, you know, a cabinet appointee is appointed by a president. The president should call Merrick Garland into his office and give him his marching orders, period. You know, the best attorney general we've had in a long time was Bobby Kennedy. He was a very tough attorney general, very good. Very good. Jack Kennedy's brother. The Republicans were mad at them, so you know what they did? Passed a law that said that you can't have one of your direct relatives in your cabinet, just to stick it to them. Just to stick it to them. So that means, for instance, Bill Clinton could not put Hillary Clinton in as attorney general, as an example, you know, that kind of thing. Well, it's fine, Merrick Garland. But Merrick Garland may have been appointed just as sort of a symbol. He was the guy that didn't get the Supreme Court appointment, so he put him in. He wasn't put in there to be content, to be a chubby cat lying in the sunlight purring, okay? He's supposed to be doing something. So, hey, how about injunctions stopping the cyber audits? How about another thing? There have been death threats all over the place to Dr. Fauci, death threats to Nancy Pelosi, death threats to Mike Pence. You know, how about people who did that being prosecuted for felonies? Because it's sifting down, and they're going death threats to county clerks, death threats to election commissioners. Prosecute them all and put them in prison. How about not recommending these ridiculous sentences for people who are involved in the insurrection? Home confinement for 60 days, so they get to stay home. Come on. Come on, guy. Come on. Get off your keister and do something. And yeah, the school board, what Dick is referring to is that there was a, he put out a directive, okay, that these people that go to school boards and they shout and they scream and all this kind of thing. Now, if they threaten violence, they should be prosecuted. And that's all well and good, but they're being ginned up by Donald Trump. They're being ginned up by the Republican senators. They're being ginned up by people like that. How about getting them? How about prosecuting Donald Trump? Donald Trump in Georgia called the Secretary of State and threatened him. Said, you come up with another, I think it was 11,879 votes or whatever it is, or there may be criminal sanctions. That is a felony, F-E-L-O-N-Y. All right. Indict him. Indict him. I think that Merrick Garland is afraid that there's a large Trump base and they'll be angry. Okay, they're angry. The fact is, did he say those words? There is a tape recording. He will argue that it was taped without his consent. He will lose because there are states that are two-party consent and there are states that are one-party consent. States that are two-party consent are like Illinois. Don't tape a conversation in Illinois unless the other side knows and agrees. But in Wisconsin, we're a one-party state, so you can tape a conversation and the other side doesn't have to know about it, and it's not a felony. It is a violation of the telephone company's tariff. You could lose your telephone. That's old hat. That's when you had telephones. Now you have iPhones. Now you have iPhones, okay? There's one exception. If you're a lawyer, you know this. Lawyers can't tape conversations. I don't care if you're one or two party state. Okay. So Trump will go, well, you know, I didn't mean that. Okay. Well, I have a jury sort that out. I do not think he's going to end up being indicted in Manhattan for tax fraud, although he should. I don't think he's going to end up being indicted in Washington, D.C. for fomenting insurrection because he's going to claim vagueness of speech and First Amendment. And I could debate that all day. But in Georgia, he called the Secretary of State, said, come up with a certain number of votes. And if you don't do it, you know, you can be criminally proceeded against. That's a felony. Ka-ching, that's a felony. Felony, felony, felony. If anybody else had done it, they would indict him. Time to indict him. Merrick Garland, I'm afraid, is basically a cat blinking in the sun, sitting there, fed a lot of cream, enjoying himself. Hey, guy, get off the mark there, or get a new Bobby Kennedy type of attorney general. So I do agree with Dick of Madison that, yeah, it was nice to see him, okay, go after people that threaten school boards. How about people that threaten Dr. Fauci? How about people that threaten Nancy Pelosi? How about people who threaten members of Congress and secretaries of state? Brad Raffensperger, Republican even, has security, and so does his family. People are not going to put up with threats to their family. They're not going to do their position. How about enjoining cyber ninja audits? How about arresting people who tamper with voting? How about, you know, and I'm talking about these Republicans who are doing everything in their power to harass people at polls and all that kind of stuff. So just a thought. That's why he's attorney general. But right now he's impersonating an attorney general. He's not acting like an attorney general. We're going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.